Long before people were social distancing and routinely getting meals delivered to their homes, Meals on Wheels served as a connection for people isolated by age or disability. The coronavirus means making adjustments, but, as WFAE's Ann Doss Helms reports, the program is going strong in Gaston County.
For elderly shut-ins across the country, a daily knock on the door means they've not only got a hot meal, but a check-in with the outside world.
It's Meals on Wheels. We have your food today.
Huh?
I said we have your food today.
Okay.
The coronavirus can be especially deadly to the old and frail, the very people who make up most Meals on Wheels clients. And Selena Pate, director of Gaston County's Meals on Wheels, says some of her regular drivers have dropped out.
Because we have some older volunteers who certainly need to, you know, seclude themselves and not be out.
The demand for home deliveries is up because people who used to come to senior centers for meals can't do that now that group gatherings are banned for safety. So Meals on Wheels is evolving. Gaston County's access buses have eliminated most of their regular trips to avoid exposing anyone to COVID-19. So now they're delivering 5 days' worth of frozen meals to people who used to come in for meals. Staff from the senior centers are pitching in to deliver daily hot meals to the homebound. New volunteers are signing up.
People who are working remotely from home, college students who are just doing online studies now, who are calling us saying, hey, what can I do to help?
And not every senior volunteer is staying home. Bob and Ellen Sinkmars have been making monthly deliveries for almost 20 years, and they showed up last week despite the coronavirus. He's 79 and she's 74.
It's gotten to be a mission once a month.
You know, we just feel like we're healthy and we're able to get out, and there's so many people that we have come in contact with in this program that are not able to get out and are much worse shape than we are.
The drivers get disposable gloves and hand sanitizer. Meals are put into plastic bags that can be handed over with little contact. Some clients put out a sign asking that meals be dropped on the porch, but drivers are instructed to make sure they've made some kind of contact, even by phone. As Pate notes,
that may be the only person they see that day that they have, you know, human contact with and have communication. And so we really want to, you know, emphasize the importance of being available to them.
When adult nutrition specialists Amanda Dawson and Maren Brown drove a West Gastonia route late last week, they had to be persistent on their first stop. Dawson explained,
sometimes we have to wait a little bit longer just because they walk slow, they have walkers, they might be hard of hearing.
They did check-ins with a screen door separating them.
Okay. What happened to your arm? Your wrist? What happened to your thumb?
You know how your thumb get out of place.
And chatted with longtime clients like Gladys Bilbrey.
It's a godsend to people that's old, and I'm 92, I'll be 93 my birthday, and I don't do much cooking, you know.
Dawson reminded Bilbrey that when they brought her a meal in early April of last year, it was snowing.
It was an interesting day, and it's still an interesting time now.
Pate says as of Monday, new volunteers are continuing to step up. And with the CDC's request for everyone to wear some kind of mask, she expects to be issuing those soon. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms in Gastonia.